Ignite Your Bones by Mozart's Piano. A Hockey RPF Story. Read by Momotastic. Willie's kitchen sink is broken. "What do I do?" he asks the guys after practice the next morning. "Do I buy a new sink? Do I move?"
"Isn't there, like, a landlord or something?"
Austin says from next to him.
"I feel like they're supposed to buy new sinks, not you."
"I don't think I have one. Do you get to have a landlord if you also have a mortgage?" "My cousin's a landlord," Mitch says. "I'll text him." "Just fix the sink," Zach says. His face is all flat like he thinks they're being dumb, but his eyes are all sparkly like he can't wait to be that smart one. "It's not that hard."
"I've never fixed a sink," Willie says.
"Is there a manual for that? Should I watch a YouTube tutorial? I'm so bad at following those. I have to pause it like 18 million times.
"Ask one of the vets," Austin says. "Hainsey's probably fixed 100 sinks."
Willie looks over at Hainsey across the room. He's completely naked, reading the New York Times and chewing on some gum.
"Oh, wait," Mitch says. "You know my housewarming bash in the fall for my sweet new pad? I totally busted a door out to the balcony and it was, like, off the hinges. And Steph almost killed me, but Johnny was like, 'No problem, Mitch. Dude carries a toolbox in his Ford, man.'"
Willie does not remember this, as he was in Sweden at the time, sulking and eating a lot and having weird sex dreams about Kyle Dubas.
"Baller," he says. "I'll ask JT. Crisis averted."
Willie's having a crisis. Okay, so JT is totally chill and he's all like, "No worries, Willie, and I'll program your house address into my GPS so I can meet you there." And everything is going great. Willie barely has to do any explaining before Johnny's on his back under the sink and Willie gets to sit all demure on the kitchen counter and hand things to him. The crisis comes afterwards when JT is sliding out from under his sink and says, like, "You should be good to go now." JT stands up to check the sink, which means he's right next to where Willie's still sitting, and his shirt has gotten a little damp from the sink fixing, and he's a little bit sweaty in the face area, and when he smiles at Willie, Willie's brain short circuits. JT is hot, and it's doing him in.
"Let me know if you have any more issues with it,"
he says in his horrible, boring voice, wiping his hand off on the hand towels that Austin's mom gave Willie for Christmas. Willie says. Here's the thing. Willie wants JT to bone him into next week. After Johnny leaves, Willie jacks off on his couch. Twice. Thinking about Johnny bending him over the sink and saying weird plumbing sex metaphors. He sort of lays around after, hoping he got it out of his system. And it seems like it. The next day at practice, Johnny skates over to him to ask how the sink is and to say, "I've noticed that sometimes when you enter the offensive zone, you naturally go to the boards, and it could be interesting to go down the middle more." And like, it does nothing for Willie's physical or metaphorical boner. But then the door handle of his bedroom gets loose. It's 2 a.m. and he's not feeling it, so once he finishes peeing, he texts JT. "Hey bro, can you fix doorknobs?" Johnny texts back at 6:30 a.m. "Hi, Willie. Sure thing. What time would be best for me to come over? John." And Willie's fine? He's fine. Everything's totally fine. And it's not weird. And so, yeah, maybe he spends a bit more time in front of his bathroom mirror to make sure his hair is feathered and cute and his glasses are working with his t-shirt. But he jerked JT out of his system and everything's fine. Except, it's not. Because Johnny shows up with his toolbox and his big John Tavares mouth in a flat line and says, "Okay, now which doorknob's giving you trouble?" And Willie almost falls to his goddamn knees. Okay, so here's the thing. Willie wants JT to bone him into next week, but like, only when he's doing house renovations? If that makes sense. He tries to play it cool. Can I get you some water or, coffee? Johnny is using a knee pad to cushion himself as he takes a look at Willie's bedroom door. He brought it himself.
That's okay. Shouldn't take too long.
Willie wants to latch onto his back like a barnacle and suck on his shoulders.
Did you have lunch? I can make lunch.
Johnny turns to smile at him.
That would be great, Willie.
Okay.
So now Willie has to make lunch. He finds some tomatoes and cucumbers and smoked salmon and ham and spinach and pickled herring and puts it out on his kitchen table with rye bread. Johnny is mostly eating green goop whenever Willie sees him, but Willie's fresh out of green goop.
Piece of cake,
Johnny says when he emerges from the hallway. He's still holding his toolbox. Willie can't stop staring at his arms.
I just need to tighten a few screws.
Willie says.
I hope sandwiches are okay. Johnny blinks at the spread.
Looks great.
And God, his voice is so low and boring. Willie wants John to tell him what to do in, like, a sexy way. They pile their sandwiches high, except Johnny doesn't touch the herring, and Willie doesn't put a piece of bread on top because he's feeling Scandinavian today. John takes a seat at the kitchen table and asks for a coaster for his glass of water, so Willie has to look through the third drawer down to try and find the coasters Cappy's mom gave him for Christmas.
Seems like the penalty kill is really shaping up.
Yeah, sure.
This is doing nothing for him. He takes a bite of his sandwich and, through his mouthful, says,
"So, like, I need to start fixing things around the house."
I used to follow my dad around,
Johnny says with no food in his mouth, because he's polite.
I fixed my first toilet when I was 19, on the island.
Willie can work with this.
What did you do?
It wasn't draining properly, so I had to reattach the arm that lifts a plunge on the back.
Willie's like, sweating?
This doesn't make any sense.
He imagines John's dumb face and his shirt all wet like last time and his ridiculous knee pads.
So then what?
It was just a matter of making sure the flush handle was still connected. Anything more and I would have had to call a plumber and they can be pretty expensive.
He raises his eyebrows at Willie like they both don't sort of have the money department covered.
I don't need a plumber anymore, Willie says, and okay, so maybe he bats his eyelashes a little. He knows what he's working with.
I've got you.
John laughs and blushes a bit and says,
"Anytime."
The thing about minor home inconveniences that need to be repaired by John Tavares is that they're pretty easy to create once Willie puts his mind to it. He only has to yank on the nozzle for the dryer until that comes off, and then zip-zap, he's got a sweaty JT in his house, trying to figure out how it could come off on its own.
It just popped off?
Johnny asks, pulling the dryer back from the wall as far as the plug allows.
Uh-huh,
Willie says, memorizing the way his biceps strain against his gray Henley for later.
It sure seems like you should have the warranty for this still.
His head is behind the dryer. His behind is right in front of Willie, and it is nice.
Shouldn't be breaking already.
He pops his head back to give Willie a look.
You should call them.
I will.
He doesn't.
There are so many parts of a dryer that can be broken. So many ways to convince John to grunt in his front hallway. The bit with the dryer goes pretty well, so Willie takes a page out of Mitch's book and gets some blue sticky tack from Dollarama to lodge the sliding door out to the balcony. He spends literally all night making it as busted as possible, which ends up being, like, not ideal. It's fucking freezing all night, and Willie almost dies of hypothermia. The things one does for strong lust. The next morning, Willie waits in his car until he sees John pull into the parking lot, and then catches up with him as he's going into the Leafs practice facility.
Good morning, Willie says, smiling in his most charming way.
Good morning, Willie.
He's smiling in that sort of boring but nice way he has.
Did you have a good night?
Uh-huh,
Willie says. So I think my balcony door is stuck.
Oh no.
His face doesn't change so much as become a slightly different shade of boring.
Did it pop off the track? That can be kind of difficult to get back on by yourself.
Yeah, I don't really know, Willie says.
He looks at JT from under his eyelashes with a flirty smile. I'm sure it won't be a problem for you, though. Johnny kind of makes a noise in the back of his throat like, and blushes. He says, I'll do what I can. You're the best, Willie says, stroking his arm and maintaining eye contact. Sexy, boring eye contact. The balcony door takes John a while to figure out. He hums and haws at it for a couple of minutes and even mutters, Now how did this happen? To himself a few times. Eventually, he brings out his knee pads to crouch down and Willie gets down to help him, which means they're sharing the same air and it's hot. Well, it's not hot. It's March and Willie's balcony door is wide open, but it's like, sexy. I've got a scrapper in here, Johnny says as Willie shivers and looks at his 5 o'clock shadow. I usually use it to help the neighbors clear the rain gutters when the seasons change. Johnny lives in one of those big houses in Forest Hill with 3 floors and a backyard. Willie wants to come over and watch him put down lemonade. He wants to watch him mow the lawn. He would like, please, for JT to bone him on the washing machine while the washing machine is in the spin cycle. Cool, he says. It can be, Johnny says. But it looks like you've got some stuff stuck in here, so it might help to jimmy it out. I don't know how that could have happened, Willie says, eyes wide. Thank goodness you're here. It's fun with the sliding door, but less than sexy when Willie has to put mittens on so his fingers don't freeze off. He brainstorms that night and decides that the shower is much sexier than a dumb balcony in March. And look, Willie has beautiful and majestic hair, but even Willie doesn't shed enough hair to clog a drain. So he takes a look at some online flyers and finds hair extensions on sale at Shoppers. Huh, Johnny says, holding up a plumbing snake full of long blonde hair. And black hair. Green hair. Every color hair. My sisters, Willie says. JT is very wet. You know? Oh, sure, Johnny says. There's water dripping off his nose. He wipes his face with the side of his arm and Willie internalizes some noises. Well, that should take care of it. Boy, it's late, Willie says. He knows it's late. Willie is no fool. You can stay over if you want. Least I can do to thank you for unclogging my shower. That'd be great, Will, John says. I'm pretty tired after the game. We should get you out of those wet clothes, Willie says. He blinks as innocently as he can. So you don't get sick. JT's shirt hits the bottom of Willie's shower with a wet thwop. Willie looks down at it, then back up at John's ridiculous man body. If you have any problems with the drain, you can always try baking soda and vinegar, Johnny says. His pecs are like, right there. Or boil a kettle and pour the water straight down. Willie had a plan. He was going to do like a whole song and dance and seduce John into nailing him against every available surface. But that's going to take too long, and it's been longer than a week, and Willie's sick of this, So he takes a step forward into Johnny's personal space, slides his hands up Johnny's sides, and kisses his neck. Oh, John says. Then, with feeling. Oh. Willie kisses his chin. This makes a lot of sense, John says. And then they're kissing. John Tavares doesn't do anything half-assed. He kisses like he fixes drains, which is to say, focused and aggressive and hot, period. His hands are roughly the size of the entire universe, and when they glide over Willie's back, he can feel himself going all breathy and faint. Take me here, now, Willie says, up against Johnny's nose, right up against the wall. Johnny's hands pause. He pulls back. But this is the shower. Willie blinks. Okay. All right, then the kitchen. Bend me over the kitchen sink and fuck me so hard I can't breathe. JT blushes. You have a perfectly good bed, Willie.
Yeah,
Willie says. I do.
The bed will be better for our backs,
Johnny says,
and he's already nudging Willie out of the shower and back onto the bathroom tile. And the arches of our feet. Mine are already feeling pretty sensitive after tonight's game.
Willie is shepherded into the bedroom. John takes off his shirt and folds it. He draws the curtains closed and shuts Willie's bedroom door. Then opens Willie's bedroom door to go double-check that the front door is locked and the lights are off in the kitchen. Willie sits on the edge of his bed while his boner goes down and wonders what the hell he was expecting.
Now, Johnny says like 8 minutes later when they're both naked and under the covers and he's lying in between Willie's thighs. Where were we?
There's a dip in Johnny's throat that fits Willie's nose perfectly. He puts his nose there, kisses Johnny's skin, and says,
"Say, tomorrow morning the door comes off my kitchen cabinet. What would you do?"
"Huh," JT says, like he's genuinely giving it some thought. He shifts his elbow so he can look down at Willie.
"Well, if the door itself got busted, I would go to Lowe's or Rona to find a replacement."
"Hmm," Willie says. He reaches down to press his fingers over John's dick.
"And then, Johnny says, "I would check the hinges. If they're still good, I could just reuse them for the new door. If they got twisted or bent, I would have to install new ones. That would be a matter of putting in new holes for the new screws with my screwdriver. It wouldn't take too much time."
"Oh my god," Willie says. "Rail me."
"Can do," Johnny says, and gets to work. When you're making love, leaving room for Mr. Fixin' to get all in your business.
Whoa. He's hammering and wrenching like he's fixing on your kitchen. Afterwards, Willie lies all over John's massive chest. John's skin tastes like salt and sex, and he doesn't want to move for the next century.
"You know," he says, slowly, "the door to the guest bedroom squeaks."
"Oh," Johnny says, "that's no good." John's arms around his back are so warm.
"And the coffee grinder makes a weird noise."
"Probably something stuck in there."
"And the paint," Willie says, poking his head up from John's chest to look him in the eye.
"I mean, look at this color. Horrible. I need some freshly painted walls."
John strokes a hand up his spine and into his hair.
"I'll get some paint chips from Home Depot. They have a really nice off-white section."
"I love off-white," Willie lies, leaning in to get John's ear in his mouth.
John clears his throat and his hand tightens in Willie's hair.
"I didn't realize how many things you need fixed around here."
Willie moves back, grins.
"Oh yeah? Bet you're regretting offering, eh?"
Under him, Johnny smiles.
You've just finished listening to Ignite Your Bones by Mozart's Piano. Thanks to Mozart's Piano for giving me permission to record this story. If you'd like to leave feedback for the author, please find them on AO3. If you'd like to leave me some feedback for this performance, please also find me on AO3, either as MomoPods or MomoTastic. The song used for scene breaks is Mr. Fix-It by The Temptations. Thanks to Babel Goatee on Discord for suggesting it. This podfic was recorded for Podfic Bingo in May 2019. It claims the squares Kinky, Read Deadpan, Read Sexy, and Unfamiliar Pairing. And now for some reader free talk.
Okay, so I read this a couple of weeks ago because someone on Discord recommended it and I laughed through half the thing and immediately wanted to podfic it. The author was quick to reply to my request, which is great. And after I finished up April with all the Merlin podfics I wanted to do for Merlin spring cleaning, I was finally free to do this one. And it was honestly so much fun. I have absolutely no concept of these characters beyond that I sometimes hear on Discord about them. Like, I know what they look like, and I know what team they play for, and some of the cliches about them, but that's all I know. Like, does William Nylander really receive household items for Christmas from the mothers of his teammates? I have no idea. Is John Tavares actually good at home renovation DIY? No clue. This was so much fun to record, though. I tried to make it not super cracky, but especially when they're in bed together and JT dirty talks Willy by going through a step-by-step description of fixing kitchen cabinets. It's just excellent. The whole, oh my god, rail me moment is probably my favorite moment in the entire story. So I attempted a slightly over-the-top sexy voice for Willy that walks the line between ridiculous and believable, I think. I tried this for the Read Sexy Bingo Square. And I'm claiming the kinky square because Willy definitely has a very specific kink when it comes to JT and this whole only hot when he does home renovation kind of thing. And the deadpan square is pretty much every line of dialogue JT speaks. Alright, I want to talk very briefly about the song choice here. Because the title is actually from Fix You by Coldplay. However, that song didn't fit the story. Unless you're very ironic about it. Which would have fit the story, but I wasn't sure if it was obvious enough. So I didn't use it. And then I asked around on Discord and Babel Goatee found me the song I ended up using. And it's not 100% perfect, but it's a much closer fit. Especially with some of the lyrics and the overall sound of it. I'm pretty satisfied with the end result, honestly. And the cover, too, was easy. I debated using a pic of a handyman holding a screwdriver, like an electric screwdriver. It wasn't a suggestive pic that I found, but in the context of the story, it really would have been. However, the picture that I did find and the one that I liked most was otherwise a bit too visually noisy, so I didn't feel like it fit too well, and I went with the tabletop lined with tools instead, and I think that's a really good cover that's also very safe for work. I mean, the story's only rated teen, but it's not necessarily something you want other people to listen to along with you. Yeah. The cover I ended up using just has a bit of a cleaner look, and I honestly really like it. Seriously, this podfic overall was one of the quickest projects I've ever worked on. Everything came together pretty easily, and I'm incredibly happy about that, because I was close to not putting out a podfic this week, because all the other projects I have are due for something else, so I couldn't use those, and I didn't have much else recorded, and I try not to repeat the same fandom or pairing 2 weeks in a row, apart from April when I did a bunch of Merlin podfic, but that was because it was a theme month where the goal was to finish Merlin podfics. Well, my goal was to finish Merlin podfics, and they ended up being all the same fandom and the same pairing, but unless I'm doing something like that, I try to, you know, mix it up a little bit just so that people who follow me from different fandoms don't have to wait super long for me to finish posting 5 Sigino Hockey RPF podfics in a row and then finally something else. So yeah, I try to switch it up a little bit, and this is still Hockey RPF, but it's a different pairing, and this was super fun to record and was a super quick project, and I'm really happy about it, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know what you think, and I will talk to you soon, I guess. Bye!